This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson with Hop Off and Glow Up. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hi, my name's Bob. Now, there was a time I thought I was going to be an astronaut. I remember the teacher bringing a TV set into the classroom, and we'd watch the Mercury missions blasting off into space. I knew the astronauts wore cool spacesuits, drove Corvettes, and they all enjoyed a powdered drink called Tang. I love Tang, but it's hard to get. It puts me in orbit, so tasty and wet. I look for Tang all over town. So sweet when it's going down, Tang. So tasty and juicy. It takes me to the moon.
Tang.
You scoop it with a spoon.
Tang.
Spoon Tang. I love Tang any time of the day. I know two girls who feel the same way. I'm gonna meet up with them soon. We're gonna have an afternoon Tang. So tasty and juicy. It takes me to the moon.
Tang.
You scoop it with a spoon.
Tang.
Spoon Tang. You know, I thought about outer space a lot back then. And I guess like a lot of guys, I had an imaginary astronaut friend. His name was Tom.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, hi, Tom. And, you know, we'd take a lot of trips together to outer space, way beyond the moon, to an imaginary planet we called Poon. Tang. So tasty and juicy. It takes me to the moon.
Tang.
And the planet Poon.
Tang.
Poon Tang.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee, looking great today, Christy.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
And there's a kind of a casual Al Jackson today.
Yeah.
Al, yesterday, Josh called me Al Jackson.
I did. It was an accident. It was a. It was one of the more racist moments of my life.
That's great.
What was the situation? Break it down for me.
Tom, on the spur of the moment, he caught me off guard, but it's not his fault. He asked me to do the introductions. And so I introduced Willie, and I said, and then there's Al Jackson at the board. And I had you on my mind, man. I apologize. So
it wasn't just because you guys are both black, if that's what you're thinking.
No, no.
You were on his mind.
God, no.
There is another scenario that, like, he was just thinking about his friend and it made a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, no, I just...
I want to think about it like that.
It really was a mistake.
Now, Al...
I don't think all you people look alike.
Good save, Josh.
A burden on society? Yes.
Really good save, don't look Josh. Like.
We're okay now.
It's going to look muddy, but that saved it.
Okay. Let's see. How do I recover? Now, last week when you were on, Al, you were adjusting those... I forgot the name of them. What are those circular lights called? That everyone's
ring lights.
Ring lights.
The ring
oh,
lights.
Oh yeah, for your Zoom. Yeah.
And you had your glasses on, and it looked like your eyeballs had the two circles in them. Did you see what happened with respect to the Super Bowl? They were
no.
Wasn't it Andy Reid was at the press conference and the whole time he had the exact same thing going on?
Really? No, I didn't see that.
With the two circles floating in his eyes.
It's this weird thing. We haven't quite mastered that yet. And I think because it looks like we're going to be on Zoom, every business is going to be on Zoom for at least probably next year. We need to kind of figure out like that next life. I think men, Tom, and I want to get your opinion. I want to get everybody's opinion on this.
All right.
What are your thoughts about men wearing makeup? Because the ring light is just like television. You have the news anchors have to wear makeup. I think men, especially if you're going to be going on job interviews, you'll be doing dates over Zoom, a lot of first dates at least, until everybody's vaccinated. I think dudes need to learn how to put on a little foundation. Christy, what do you think?
No, I totally agree.
Man, Al, you are on to something here. I hadn't considered it.
Yeah, I mean,
but you're right.
And Al, I would say there's going to be a lot of pushback on this. So let's just say men, you can wear face moisturizer. You can use moisturizer.
Of course
let's
you
just
can.
Push people in the right direction.
Yeah, if you could find a different name for it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the first company that does, I think, will do okay.
Oh, they'll do great.
Tom, you want to step up here?
If they figure out the angle.
I'm not going to. If I've got a couple.
You've used it before.
Sure, but when you're on television,
right? Yes, right. People are. Like the makeup doesn't know it's on television, Tom.
Right. Yeah,
it's just for the lights.
But that's because the lights make your skin look weird.
Exactly.
But,
I've got a
bunch of conferences in the next couple of days, and I'm not going to.
You're not going to put makeup on at home.
I'm going to put on foundation in order.
But you're going to keep your hat on, right?
Depends.
Well, I mean the glare and everything.
Why not? Why not?
I mean, it's just too shiny. That's.
He's got put a shiny paint.
Yes, so it's a, put some powder on that.
You know, I have to wear the hat because of my eye surgery. Incredible jackass.
You know, I walked in this morning and he's over there all by himself, like he's a ship at sea with his hand over the ahoy, everyone.
I can't see.
Because he's almost blind. And it was so funny.
So how about what do you think? Like a little rouge and eyeliner? Is that where we're going with this?
No.
A little pancake.
I think you're and a little concealer maybe to get rid of some of those under eye circles or
Yes, Christy.
Absolutely.
Look, guys need to get over that. Look, just a little moisturizer. That's lotion.
There's tinted moisturizer. Yeah,
I have a question. This can only go wrong. Ready?
Yes.
I was doing some painting recently, and when you go to buy paint, as you know, there are quite literally hundreds of colors.
Mm-hmm.
The answer to your question is yes.
I know where you're
going. They have to name them all.
Mm-hmm.
Do they name shades of makeup?
Usually it's just numbers.
So what are you, Christy, like a number?
I'm a 32 on the makeup that I use, I think.
So then Al would be what, a higher or lower number because he's got a darker complexion?
Well, I would think it'd be higher if you're going to go that way.
I don't know.
Oh, so it's like,
see, my makeup has a name,
let
though.
Let me see.
Oh, what is it?
Exactly. I've seen the names, too.
Right.
I've also seen the numbers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't want to go grab it and mess the segment up, but like one is called like Malaga, which sounds like it could go the wrong way.
Yes, yeah,
there's
I got a
like
joke.
Some, some are like kind of named after like the carnival and stuff like that. Like it's definitely brown people oriented, but all my makeups have like a name to them.
See, mine just says NW30.
That sounds like code that women use in the garage. Like, listen, a couple NW30s are moving in, so I don't know what's going to do with the property value.
You use Malaga.
Nice studio fix, Mac. I've used this ever since I've been on TV.
Sorry, Al uses Malaga. What do you use?
Malaga. It's kind of an orange tint.
Christy, that's the one I have. We have the same makeup.
Oh, you use studio fix too?
Yes,
see, I am. Al and I are on the same page.
I mean, can you imagine naming these would be just a politically correct nightmare?
Yes.
Trying not to somehow do something wrong.
Sometimes you'll see light beige, medium beige. Yeah, I mean, they do have
just
colors
like Rihanna
that.
Just let Rihanna do it. It'll be fine.
Yes. Oh, she's got a nice
line. What's her
brand
called? Fenty? Is that what it's called,
Fenty,
Al?
And it's huge.
Yes.
You know what's so interesting about like having to cover stuff I would never talk about, like Fenty and things like that? There was just this huge market of women, whether it be like plus size bra companies or bathing suit companies or people that have not necessarily white or dark skin, but kind of in the middle, that were not being catered to. And Rihanna's line like goes right at those women, and she made $1 billion.
Especially her makeup line. It's been really popular.
Yeah.
So I think what we're talking about here, Al, is the forthcoming Al Jackson line of makeup.
Yeah.
What would you call it? What would you call a line of makeup for men of all complexions? Do you have a name for it yet?
Fellas Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Dude, not bad.
Not bad at all.
You know what? It's like, because it almost sounds like an underground society.
Yeah.
And Willie, you're young, so you I think your generation will have the best chance of clicking onto this. I think our generation, that ship has sailed.
Well, but I know, Al, people are already doing this. There's that company Dude Wipes, because guys didn't want to think that, you know, using a baby wipe could make you insecure, so they call it Dude Wipes, and it's a huge company.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think, like, if a couple guys start putting on a little bit of makeup or something to look better on camera and they look good, and women start to comment like, wow, Willie's kind of looking good over there, other guys would be like, well, what is he doing? I want to do that.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Like, are you wearing makeup right now? I'm sorry.
No, I wish.
Oh.
No, I
will be in a couple hours. Did you ever hear the bit that we did on the show where it was the first hair growth product called Brogaine? It was to regrow your afro.
No, that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah, we don't play
NBA.
It anymore.
No, we don't.
It's eggshell time.
Yeah, I can't imagine why we don't play it. I'm surprised we even mentioned it.
Well, it was created by myself and a friend of mine of color. A little awkward.
Whatever you say, Mel Brooks.
That's $1 million idea, Jack. Well, you should run with that.
One of my favorite scenes in a movie is in the movie Birdcage, where remember God. The
Hank Azaria? Is that
who was it? It's Robin Williams, yeah. And his son leans over and grabs his face and then rubs it down the wall.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very subtle.
Very funny.
But you can do it like
now, Al. Let's move on here. First of all, we haven't talked to you since the Super Bowl. I'm not familiar with the work of Weekend or The Weekend.
Right.
I thought it was kind of long and only so-so. What did you think?
Yeah, I don't think he should have sang live. I think the only way you can sing live and really do well is if you're like a Mariah Carey, where you're just standing there belting it out. And if you're going to be dancing and stuff, I think everybody expects you to at least have some like layered tracks so that you can, because you're going to be out of breath. So I wish he had just like sung it so people could, because those are good songs. I mean, I'm not a Weekend fan, but he's got some hits.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I just this thing where everyone has to dance. You know, what happened to the day when the band just gets up there in a pair of blue jeans and plays their instruments?
Yeah. The halftime show's different, you know. They just want the spectacle.
I don't want people dancing.
You're mad? It's what are you, the mayor in Footloose? You're mad at people dancing? What is wrong
with
you?
Yeah, I'm sure. But if I wanted to go see the Beatles, I'm going to throw their instruments on the floor and all of a sudden look like they're doing the YMCA dance, because that's entertainment.
But better television is a lot of dancers.
Yeah. Okay. As Chick said a long time ago, the halftime show at the Super Bowl is a no-win.
Yeah.
No matter who does it, it's not going to go well.
Like, Al, like you said that you wish The Weeknd would have lip-synced. If he was going to lip-sync, my dad would have tore him apart the next day.
He did lip-sync most of it. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Exactly. You can't
win. Yeah, that's true.
Did you notice the difference in volume of the microphone? Whoever was
definitely
running the sound apparently took a break during the halftime show.
That's what I thought. I was like, he's just whispering live. But I think Bruno Mars did well. I think you need to have like a pop. You need to have that kind of artist where like 15-year-old kids like him and like 94-year-old grannies dance to it at the jazzercise. And that's like Bruno Mars kind of lane. Like, mm-hmm. You got to have that kind of funky pop, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Everybody
like Prince in the Rain?
Yes.
You probably didn't mention this on your show, Daily Blast, but you probably can't. We had the porno stats. Chick had this yesterday, and
I'm obsessed with these, by the way.
The porno numbers drop way down when the game starts, and then at halftime they kick way up, and then they drop again, and then as the game starts getting more boring, the porno watching goes way up again.
Do you think more losers or fans of the winning team go back to Pornhub after?
Well, that's a great question. We've in previous years that maybe we can get that the next few days. Yeah. They'll have the two home teams, and
right.
It seems that both the winners and the losers seem
like
to celebrate.
They do. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Al, we don't have much time here. Let's get a couple words in to help me with my street smarts.
Tommy, if I'm asking you to hop off, what am I asking you to do?
Okay, it's not obvious then. I'm not on a chairlift.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Hop off.
There's nothing you can't make pretentious.
Maybe I'm on the deck of a boat and I have to...
More pretentious.
Is it an updated version of Steppin' Off?
I have a question.
I like where he's going.
Is it like get off my back? Hey, you're picking on me.
Yeah.
Hop off.
Well, yeah. Get out of my business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back up.
You better step off.
That's what I said. Chick, you were on the right path.
You better.
So I've been getting picked on all morning on the show, so I could say, hey, man, come, hop off.
We always are picking on you. What are you talking about?
Definitely.
Well, there goes the show.
Hop off, man.
We don't have anything to do.
I like the way Tom said it. Yeah.
I know. It was very relaxing.
Yeah.
Like somebody in a trolley car.
It's not threatening by any means.
Yeah, it's like you're on that call map telling me a nighttime story.
Okay.
Hey, hop off. Hey, do hop nothing off. For 30 seconds. Hop off.
Okay. Al, we got to work on a jingle for you. I hope you can hear this, Al. I'm going to play you the new jingle we worked up for Ace Cosby. Ready? Here it is.
I like it. Now, can I use that one, Josh, since you think me and Ace are the same person? I love you, buddy.
Great. Okay, another word, please, Al.
All right, Tom. This one, let's just go with one. You're going to get this, all right, Tom?
Okay.
Christie's had a glow up. What does that mean?
A glow up?
Don't think too hard.
Well, yeah, the first thing I thought of.
What'd you think of?
Never mind. Glow up. She's
go with it. You're about to say it. Relax and say it.
Relax.
She's looking great because because something great's happened in her life. She's got she's got the glow up.
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
Tom, you are getting this.
I thought it was kind of a makeover or something. No, that's like right, perfect makeup.
No, you could say that too. You could just say, you know, you get a haircut, you get your beard trimmed, Chicky. Okay. You know, you get a facial.
Right.
You come in and everybody's like, man, I don't know. You know, get maybe a nice new shirt. Everybody's like, hey, Chick's like, you got a little bit of a glow up over there.
I like that.
And then could I use the previous one we just learned? And I could say, Christy's got a real glow up. Time to hop on.
Oh no!
Well, that no, not really.
Does that work?
Land you in HR. That's not the right word.
I want to do a new feature. This will land you in HR. Starring Al Jackson. Al, we have time for one more.
All right, let's go with one of my all-time favorites. Tom, focus. You got this, Tom. What does it mean when I say I'm in my bag?
It means that you're doing something that you're good at, your particular bag.
So that's like, your wheelhouse.
The classic song, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. I mean,
he's trying something new?
Is that into a new? He's got a scene that he's involved in.
Sure. Scene.
His new bag. He's
experimenting with a new milieu.
Yes. possibly skiing at a different resort.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Al, isn't there a song that says this over and over again? Like, I'm in my bag. I'm in my bag.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. I've heard it.
Okay, does it mean, so I got it wrong then. Does it mean like when you say he's in the bag, he's trapped in a particular type of situation and can't get out of it?
No, just think being selfish. Like, I'm in my bag.
Gotcha. It's all about me.
Okay.
Yes, keep going with that thought.
Okay, I'm in my bag.
Now, you don't say it just louder, Tom.
I'm in my bag.
It's just...
He's trying to give it flavor.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, man, me and Chick and Willie, we're all going out tonight. Why don't you join us?
That's not in my bag.
Or
no, I didn't maybe, ask you for a spare razor.
Maybe you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.